It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Well, Black and White Network, we need to talk about the mindless zombies that have infiltrated these so-called institutions of higher learning. But these institutions of higher learning are just institutions of higher indoctrination. We have now seen across the country, guys, where these pro-Hamas protesters are setting up encampments, basically like the Chaz Chop Zone in Seattle. This is going on from California to the East Coast. It's gotten really, really out of hand, guys. Extremely out of hand. We all know that this is actually coordinated, guys. Someone is funding this, and I did a video yesterday where the Soros family was really behind all this. This is absolutely astonishing, man. What we're seeing, guys, is the destruction of the United States of America. It's absolutely amazing, man, that these people going on campus, and from what we actually understand, for the most part, these people on the campuses aren't even students. These people are paid activists to go into campuses and cause destruction and chaos. I actually saw a video the other day where, what school was it? Which university was it that said they were going to shut down for the rest of the semester? And the inside of one of the buildings, man, was just completely destroyed by graffiti. This is happening across our great nation in these so-called institutions of higher learning. Now, one of the most prestigious so-called institutions of higher learning is Harvard, right? Harvard Law School, lawyers, that kind of thing. Yeah. Well, they actually have an encampment over there. Didn't know about that one, but I'm not surprised. Well, you actually had these agitators just do something so despicable here to this country, man. These people hate America. They actually removed the U.S. flag and raised the Palestinian flag. Me, as a proud American, as a military member, when I was in the Navy, man, colors was at 0800. And we would actually raise the flag. And when the flag was actually being raised, everyone stood at attention. If you were in uniform, you saluted. But these people may have no respect. Now, guys, I actually went to this barbecue place in Tomball, Houston suburb, Saturday. And they actually bring out the U.S. flag before they open. Of course, they open at 11, so it's not like something happening at 8 o'clock in the morning. They actually bring out drinks and stuff, but they have the flag draped out on this roller, and they actually raise the flag. It's not a ceremony or anything like that, but they do raise the flag. They're showing respect to the country. These people at these institutions, they're like, nah, we hate America. And what they really want, man, I believe that them hating Jewish people is real. But for the most part, man, these people are just straight up communists. That's what they are. They are straight up communists, man. But let's get into this, guys, because we do have a video of the raising of a Palestinian flag, what a U.S. flag should be. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. We appreciate the support. So here we go, guys. Check this out. Protesters remove American flag, raise Palestinian flag in Harvard yard. I cannot believe this is happening, man, in the United States of America. The left is out of control, man. And even some of your elected leaders, remember in Congress, when they passed that, what, $95 billion aid package, like 61 going to Ukraine. Yeah, leftists were actually in Congress waving Ukrainian flags, not U.S. flags, man. These people hate America. They hate America, man. This is so disrespectful. Says here, protesters at an anti-Israel encampment in Harvard Yard removed an American flag from University Hall, the Central Administration Building, and flew a Palestinian flag in its place Saturday before university staff intervened. This is astonishing, man. And from what we actually understand, too, these people, man, were like, I believe, like chanting from the river to the sea. We don't actually have that on video here. But it does say here, pro-Palestine student protesters. Are they really students? That's another question. At the Harvard Yard encampment, flew three Palestinian flags from University Hall on Saturday evening. A group of three protesters hoisted the flags over the John Harvard statue in the yard, where the university sometimes flies the American flag or flags of other countries of visiting foreign dignitaries. As of 6:34 p.m., Harvard University police officers were calling Harvard Yard operations to remove the flag. As the staff removed the flags, protesters yelled shame and chanted free, free Palestine, and from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Yes, this is happening, folks, in the United States of America. These people are in support of a terrorist organization. And we got video here. So let's go ahead, guys, and watch this clip here. That's your cheering. Yeah, these people, man, are mindless zombies. They just repeat the same thing, man, over and over again. You see, the U.S. flag was there, but not anymore. Not anymore, man. They raised another flag and took down the U.S. flag. So disrespectful, man. This is all organized and planned because this is happening across the nation on college campuses. People that hate this country are doing this. This is astonishing, man. I believe also at UT Austin, man, they actually tried to have an encampment. Greg Abbott said, nah, we're getting you out of here. So there's no encampment on the campus of UT Austin. But Harvard, California is really bad, man. I believe there's like three encampments out there in California. It's just crazy, man. It's crazy. These people hate the United States. And do they actually really love Palestine? Probably not. Because would they actually want to live under Hamas? I don't think so. These people are paid communists. That's what this is really about, man. It's really about communism and nothing more. Because they really did love Gaza, Palestine, Hamas, they'll be over there. They would actually be protesting over there. But they're not doing it, man. They're not doing that. This is shameful, man. It really is. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.